Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
So our focus is to really bridge the gap between mental health and racism and being able to educate our young people about the effects that racism can have. I feel like racism does, especially systemic inequalities in the system, that definitely aligns with law, which is something that I'm currently doing.
Welcome back to another podcast. Today I'm excited. There's one young Wahine leader here. I'm just excited to know about her and the story she has. So let's welcome her. Mazaiah, correct?
Yes.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you for asking. No, I'm good.
So thank you so much for making time and coming to study to have this conversation with you. So Mazaiah, I do this with all my guests coming here. We give them this question about how you want to introduce yourself. So if I give you the mic, how you would love to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. I'm Talofa Lava, Olo'u Inoa o Mazaiah. Hi everyone, my name is Mazaiah. My villages are from Samoa, which are Nofoali'i and Mulifanoa. Currently studying at Victoria University of Wellington, Laws and Global Studies. I'm 18 years old, glad to be here, and I'm also part of the Redefine youth group. So yeah.
Right. Okay. This is exciting. So you're a first year student.
Yeah.
And you have choose two major, right?
Yes.
Cool. What made you to choose that?
Good question. I felt like with laws, I'm very passionate about our criminal justice system. I'm very passionate about uplifting Pacifica communities and really being able to tackle those issues that continue to discriminate our people. Right. And I felt like with global studies, it focuses in human rights, and that's my favorite aspect. Just, you know, having that equal right for everyone. So I guess that's my fave, yeah.
Right. That's exciting. Great. So I hope Wellington's looking after you well.
Yes, it has been. Yeah. It's been a big transition, I believe. Not just coming from high school to university, but coming from a small city to a much larger city. It's been quite big, but I love the city. It's been welcoming to me, so nice. Yeah, cool, I've made lots of friends, so yeah.
That's a great journey, that's amazing. So within them, it looked like you're active in many groups. So tell us, what is the story about Redefine?
Yeah.
I like the name, so what is this? Yeah.
So Redefine is a youth-led movement across Aotearoa. So our focus is to really bridge the gap between mental health and racism and being able to educate our young people about the effects that racism can have and, you know, how we can approach racism, especially systemic racism, and how we are able to empower young people to face racism, because we know it happens everywhere. Yeah. You know, it happens in schools, it's in policies, and yeah, that's kind of part of our movement, yeah.
Right, so is this movement like a youth group, students, club, how
Yeah, so I would say youth-led, so about, I say, maybe 16 plus. We've got quite a lot of young people, and we have amazing co-leads. We've got Kanisha, who is an amazing, young, passionate advocate for racism and mental health. And I'm sure you've talked to her as well. And
yep, we have connected on Instagram.
So
Redefine, do you know why the name, why you guys choose that name? Or what are you guys trying to redefine
here? I'm pretty sure the just being able to redefine how we can look at racism in a way. There's a lot of, you know, perspectives and a lot of stereotypes of racism that continues to
mental health.
Yeah, continues to affect multiple communities, affect minorities. It's really about how we are able to redefine racism and discrimination against people, and really being able to empower people, and that we don't just look at racism like, obviously it's negative, obviously it's got its bad effects, but how do we empower people to overcome that?
Just
transforming like the idea of racism to something to like really not just stop it, but empower young people to, you know, overcome it. Yeah.
That's good, Kupapa.
Yeah.
So is this like open for university students or high school students?
Yes. Yeah. We've got, I believe, 2 university students, or I believe 3. But it is open to, you know, a lot of young people. And we do encourage a lot of young people to join if they are interested in it, if they feel passionate about the issue. Yeah. So it is, yeah, definitely for young people. And it does align with, you know, studies. I feel like racism does, especially systemic inequalities in the system, that definitely aligns with law, which is something that I'm currently doing. Yeah,
that's cool. And what kind of activities you guys do, like?
So what we currently are doing, we have a social media. So we've got a Instagram page, Redefine. Mm-hmm. And what we do is just making sure we promote and raise awareness about racism effects, but also being able to tell stories about some of our members. You know, sometimes they've been through things, and really being able to overcome it in a way, and like how does racism impact them, and just educating young people about the issue, really. Yeah,
right. And so do you see that there is a lot of young people passionate to join and talk about those
topics? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have about 20 people, around 20 people. So there's quite a lot of us. And I heard there was a lot of applications. Mm. And I was very glad when I joined and I saw a lot of other young people also passionate about the same issue. Mm. So it definitely felt like a collaborative like thing that everyone wants to join in. It's like we want to make positive change in our society. It was that kind of like feeling. Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what made you that passionate to join them?
Yeah. Well, firstly, it was about how I have friends that have suffered from mental health back in South Island. And a lot of times they would suffer silently. They wouldn't, you know, find support, go get help. And that was one thing that I just, that kind of stuck with me always, like, being able to just raise awareness of how deep mental health can be. It's not a singular source. It's real. It does affect like people mentally, spiritually, physically. And I think it's important that especially our government really take into account about young people. And for me, especially being Pacifica, if you look at the stats, the data, Pacifica and Māori, people are mostly affected by mental health. And when I look at the stats and the data, I feel devastated knowing that my Pacifica communities are being affected by this issue.
So it's kind of like Redefine become a space for young people to come together and
to really express themselves and how can we change how can we change this negative impact on our communities? What is it that we want to bring to the table towards, especially the government? What policy change do we want to see? So,
this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's cool, Baba, and it's great. We see the young people thinking about that. So thinking about, we want to do something about it. We want to take a step into solution.
Yeah.
Or at least we can support each other.
Yeah. We do it all, basically it's like we're all on the same page and no one leaves no one. And that's kind of the message we want to put out as well.
Love that.
Yeah.
No one leaves no one. That's great. So within that, do you guys like do your activities online or physical? How you manage? Do people join from your different cities or
whatever? Yeah. So we have, Redefine is basically across Aotearoa. We've got different people across Aotearoa joining in into this amazing kaupapa. And some other resources I believe we will be doing in the future are workshops. So we'll definitely do some online workshops. Another initiative that is coming up is our art competition, which is basically people just bringing in their art pieces and what they can showcase, their stories. And just like it's very inclusive. Redefine, I personally love it because we don't just have one culture, we've got multiple cultures, and it's very diverse and very accessible to a lot of like people. It doesn't matter where you're from, we're open, we're inclusive. So yeah, we do a lot of initiatives online. Physically, not yet, but definitely working on to something.
Right, yeah, nice. Because that's what I wanted to ask, but I think you answered that it's open for all the backgrounds.
Yeah. People. Yeah, and we're just open to many ideas. A lot of our members have lots of ideas, and it's just working onto it. So yeah.
Right. And when did this idea came to exist? Like, when did Redefine Group established, if I can say?
I would believe last year. So it's quite recent. This amazing mahi by Kanisha. The idea did originate from her, and her passions clearly show she's very driven, clearly shows that she's really willing to advocate for mental health and racism in a way. So yeah, so it's very recent, this group, but it's amazing, and I feel like we are doing very well.
No, that's cool, which is great, and we are having great conversation to have this podcast with you guys too. I think it's good for both to show the audience listening, watching, that this is such a young people thinking about ideas, topics that matter, which you guys tackling two important topics, the mental health and racism.
Yeah.
Is there a reason, like, what made to focus on specifically on those two?
Yeah.
Like racism, mental health. I see that how impact both the racism and mental health.
Yeah.
But why do you think, guys, this is the thing we want to talk about as young people?
Yeah, I think one of the major ideas that came along with mental health and racism is understanding that there is a lot of types of racism, like I've said before. For example, if we look at systemic racism in policy, we must understand that mental health can come under that umbrella, where if policies are unfair, and we can clearly see it's affecting minority groups such as Pacific communities, Asian communities, and we see that this government continues to discriminate these certain groups, and they make them very prone to vulnerability. And I think racism, mental health interconnects very well in terms of the type of racism it is. And you've got racism and discrimination happening in online. You've got it happening in social media. And so when young people like myself are, you know, being hit by racism, by negative effects of racism, it just deeply becomes a rooted personal thing. And, you know, you become hurt. I haven't been through it, but I've got friends. And so when you see families, when you see friends, you know, being affected by it, it's just,
This is the same circle. You just still feel something.
Yeah. So I think it's just, so they definitely interconnect. And the idea does come from, you know, racism and like the different types of racism and how it affects people's mental health. Cool. Yeah.
So how, and then you as guys, a team, how do you support each other when you guys talk about such a topics?
Yeah, good question. When we are talking to each other, it's honestly just an open space. It's a safe space for everyone. No one should judge another. All perspectives are included, and it's just being able to be inclusive of other people's perspectives and their stories, and understanding that, you know, what they've gone through, we will never know what they've been through because we've never been in their shoes, and we should not judge someone for their upbringing, for the environment they're in. It's really important we consider those outside factors of what, you know, affects a person's story of racism. But it's really just being able to be open to everyone. It's just understanding what someone else has been through. It's just listening, is also just those basic principles.
Nice. No, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
that's awesome. And the age group, you say anyone over 16, right?
Yeah,
Do you have a cap, like up to?
I believe 25.
25. So yeah, it's youth led. As youth.
Yes. Yeah.
So by youth for youth.
Yeah.
Talking about this. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's awesome. Is there anything else you want to share out about Redefy? Is there any specific things you want to people know about it?
Yeah. I guess Redefy is just, it's an amazing movement that has been made to really uplift youth voice, because we know that's a very major theme that we need right now. And as we know, decisions are made within these political processes, decision-making processes, and you've got, decisions that are made without us at the table, which clearly shows that as decisions are made, we as young people will inherit these consequences of decisions later on. So it's really important that youth are at the table, and Redefy being a youth-led movement, it's great that we've got this, already heated in. Hopefully kind of do more work into policy making as well, but also other areas as well, such as climate change. Understanding that climate change can have some effects on mental health and on family especially. So there's a lot of things that we can definitely look at.
Absolutely, that's nice. Really cool what are you guys doing. And it's wonderful to see such an initiative.
Yeah.
Such a good start, why you are bringing team together. So it's all the best.
Yeah.
All the mahi you guys will be doing.
Yeah.
Look forward to watch you guys growing and bringing more conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing different perspective.
Yeah.
About mental health and racism.
Yeah.
Great. So in that one, we are coming to end of this podcast, but I want to give you a message.
Yeah.
What kind of message you send to anyone listening and watching?
My message is to really don't be scared to make change. Don't be scared to make positive change in society. Know that as a young person, what you want in the future, it's really important that you get involved within these youth groups, in this youth mahi, and know what you want for your future. This is your future. Just take those opportunities. Honestly, just go for it and be authentic, be yourself. But really don't be scared to make positive change.
Love that. Just go for it.
Go for it. Yeah.
Also, this is really cool. Thank you so much, Zaya, for making time, coming here. Great. You have amazing mahi you're doing, and also all the best with your journey of study.
Mm-hmm.
This is something awesome, how you are studying something passionate and then volunteering, doing some cool mahi.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
Thank you.
That's great. But maybe I'm interesting. We still have 1 minute. Why do you keep going, Mazaya, to keep doing this study and things? What make you keep going?
I guess it's rooted within family, within family value, as well as me being Samoan. And I think this just comes back to my father, where he just says, go for it. Like, you will never know what it is that you want if you don't go for it. And I think knowing more, knowledge and being able to be informed about things that happen around me is becoming very important to me, because I see Pacifica communities in the islands, you see how climate change continues to affect them, and you see the problem of sea level rise in Tuvalu right now. So when I see that, I just, I feel something. I just feel very devastated. I feel kind of hopeless sometimes, and that's why when I do this kind of stuff, I just not only raise awareness, but I take action about these global challenges that continue to happen. Yeah.
Wonderful. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Great what you're doing. So coming, we have this tradition in our podcast, which is our previous guests have left questions. So you will also have opportunity to leave a question to whoever be our guest.
Okay.
Cool. So if you want to know who's our previous guest, you have to watch the YouTube and see.
Yeah.
Let's see what question we have for you. So the questions we have for you, Mazaya, from previous guests, it's what are you proud of as a Kiwi?
Oh, okay. This question. What am I proud of? I guess as a Kiwi, as someone being born in New Zealand, I'm proud of just being able to be proud of my identity. As a Samoan, That's probably my answer. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of being able to represent myself, you know, being a Pacifica young woman, a young advocate, and being able to have a say in that and really, you know, stand on it. And, you know, when I say that I am an advocate, I am an advocate. So I'm very proud of the identity and the woman that I've become. So, nice. Yeah, that's what I would say. Being a Kiwi, I guess I'm just grateful to be here in New Zealand. We can clearly see there's a lot of global issues and conflict happening outside of New Zealand, but being proud to be Kiwi and to still do, you know, we continue to have some negative issues here in New Zealand, but I would say that it's great to be here in New Zealand and be able to, you know, still make change while I'm at it. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Bzai, again.
Okay.
This is wonderful to have this corridor with you.
Yeah.
Thank you and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
For you and all the team at Redefine.
Yeah.
Thank you again.
Cool.
Awesome. How fun are you enjoyed this conversation? Leave us a comment, see how you think. And if you're young people around, I think you can search them on Redefine in Instagram. You can get in touch and get involved with them as well. Ka kite, see you next podcast.
Bye.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.